From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's musician Kate Umble, who is responsible for organizing a new, very interesting concert series called Old Wood, New Sounds. It's coming up this spring at Telus 360. The series runs one night in March, April, and May, and isn't what you'd typically find in Telus's comfortable pub atmosphere.
So this is classically trained musicians playing classical music and new music, which by that we mean music by living composers.
Okay.
Or composers who at least lived in the last century.
Sure.
And it's also an opportunity to take that kind of music outside of the academic atmosphere that it usually gets trapped in.
Right.
And an opportunity for musicians to play chamber music, which is what we all love to do more than anything.
Coming up, Kate Umble fills us in on Old Wood, New Sounds, along with some of the other interesting projects she's involved with. And we're skirting the curtain. Today we welcome Joanna Underhill back to the program for a look at what's going on in the Lancaster theater scene. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. This Friday, March 28th, the Stray Birds return to Lancaster for a show at Telus 360 with special guest Dietrich Strauss. You don't want to miss this show. Doors are at 8 o'clock. Music starts at 8:30. Tickets are only 10 bucks. The Stray Birds with Dietrich Strauss this Friday at Telus 360, 24 East King Street in Lancaster. Then on Saturday, March 29th, Lancaster Transplant presents the Songwriters Round, an intimate evening of songs and storytelling with four singer-songwriters who will take turns playing their original music in the listening room environment of the Community Room on King. That's at 106 West King Street in Lancaster. The show features Canyon, Claire Anthony, Matt Wheeler, and Rick McVicker. A $5 to $10 donation will be accepted. This is the Lancaster Transplant Songwriters Round at the Community Room on King, Saturday, March 29th. Today on the program, we're skirting the curtain with Joanna Underhill. Joanna is the Vice Chair of Creative Works of Lancaster, a teaching artist at the Fulton's Academy of Theater, and Assistant Director at the Philadelphia Alumni Writers House at Franklin and Marshall College. Each month, she joins us for a look at what's going on in the Lancaster theater scene. We're skirting the curtain on Around the Wood Stove. Joanna, welcome back to the program. So we're talking theater, and we're talking April now,
yes,
2014.
Already.
What's happening in the Lancaster area theater scene?
All right. Well, in the Lancaster area theater scene, first up, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Franklin Marshall College, the students there are going to tackle Angels in America, which you may recall I just gushed about. It was such a great play. They did it at Effort of Performing Arts last year.
Yeah, not long ago, right?
Not long ago.
Right.
But I'm really interested to see what college students do with materials. Directed by a professor. They're not all on their own there.
Okay.
But, I mean, it should be, I think it's actually an excellent choice for college theater students to try, so.
Remind me of the story.
The story is, okay, it was written by Tony Kushner, and the subtitle is A Gay Fantasia on National Themes, and it's set in the 80s, and it explores the emerging AIDS crisis.
Right.
Roy Cohn is one of the characters. There is a drag queen nurse. There is a closeted Mormon, and the out... government employee he's attracted to.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing play. Ethel Rosenberg, the ghost of Ethel Rosenberg, makes an appearance.
Okay.
And there's an angel.
Obviously.
In America.
And how can people find out more about the play at Franklin Marshall and get tickets, that sort of thing?
If you go to fandm.edu/boxoffice.
Okay.
There'll be information there.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And then next up, actually, we're going to venture to Harrisburg.
Okay.
Because they're doing a really great play called Clybourne Park. And this won the Pulitzer Prize in 2011. And it won the Tony Award for Best Play in 2012. It's by a man named Bruce Norris. And it is actually, it's not based on A Raisin in the Sun, but it takes that as its jumping off point. Act one and act two are 50 years apart in the same house.
Okay.
And they take place on either side of the events in Raisin in the Sun, which was in 1959. So early 1959, it's the African-American family that moves into that house. And then in 2009, it is the gentrification of that neighborhood and the young white couple that are moving in.
Oh, wow. That sounds really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I have friends who've seen this production in New York and DC and just go on about it. So I'm excited that there's a production so close to home.
And this is where, what theater?
Oh, that is at Open Stage in Harrisburg. Open Stage is a professional equity theater in Harrisburg. And if you just go to openstagehbg.com, they'll have information and tickets there.
That sounds great. When's the, what's the run date?
And the run is April 11th to May 3rd.
Great.
And we're going to stay in Harrisburg for a second because
sure.
Actually
I hear it's nice this time of year.
It's the river, everything, it's thawing. So go for a nice walk and then go to the theater. And if you're not going to go see Clybourne Park, or in addition to seeing Clybourne Park, if you have youngsters age 12 and up, you might want to take them to see Gamut Theater's production of Macbeth, which is April 18th and 19th at 7:30 both nights. And it's their education outreach program, but they're doing it in-house, and so it is an 80-minute version of the Shakespeare play, and it's got a lot of sword fighting in it. They said on their website they're well known for their sword fights.
Okay.
So, and there's a talk back afterwards, so it could be a really good introduction to Shakespeare for a youngster, or if you yourself as an adult don't want to sit through the five acts of Shakespeare, go see this condensed version. And they know what they're doing there, because Gamut Theater is the same people that do the free Shakespeare in the park in Harrisburg every
year. Okay, yeah, and that's pretty well known.
Yes.
What is the date or the dates? Oh, that's the 18th and the 19th of April?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we'll have more information about that one on the website. Just go to the show post for today's episode.
That would be really helpful.
That would be great.
All right. But then, towards the end of April, we're coming back to Lancaster.
Welcome back.
Yay! And we're going to go back to the Fulton Theater, our old favorite. But they're doing Buddy, the Buddy Holly story.
Oh.
That is April 22nd to May 11th. And it is the musical version of Buddy Holly's life. Now, interesting about this, this play has been around since 1989, which I didn't realize. And it originated in London and was a huge hit there. It ran for 12 years in the West End.
Really?
Yeah. Which, yeah, who knew?
I couldn't have guessed that.
Apparently the Brits are just crazy for Buddy Holly and early rock and roll.
And of course, you can find out more about that show and everything that's going on at the Fulton at fultontheater.org.
Wait, can I make one more plug for fultontheater.org?
Yeah, sure.
While you're there, go to the education button, because as we know, we're making summer plans now.
Oh, yeah, right.
And their summer theater camp schedule is.
Are you doing any of the camps?
I am. I'm teaching an improvisation class later in July into August.
That sounds great.
But they're all great.
You've been doing that for a long time, right?
I have been.
Yeah, do you still have the magic, or is it? Are you like, I'm ready to hang this up?
I love it. I will do it until I can no longer walk.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for checking in once again and keeping us up to date on the Lancaster and Central Pennsylvania theater scene.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Learn more about the Fulton's Academy of Theater at thefulton.org and keep up with our friends at Creative Works of Lancaster at their website, creativelancaster.org. Each month, Joanna joins us with a look at all that's happening in the Lancaster theater scene. On the program today is musician Kate Umble, who is responsible for a new classical music and new music concert series at TELUS 360 called Old Wood, New Sounds. It's yet another very interesting set of events happening at TELUS. And this one is a three-concert series. It's happening this spring with the first one actually tomorrow, March 25th. This episode comes out on the 24th of March. So if you're hearing it on the first day or the second day, be sure to stop down at TELUS 360 for this first concert in the Old Wood, New Sounds series. This is Kate Umble on Around the Wood Stove. Kate, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
I'd like to start with really the what of this series. If I just heard about for the first time that something classical is happening at TELUS 360, what can I expect?
So this is classically trained musicians playing classical music and new music, which by that we mean music by living composers.
Okay.
Or composers who at least lived in the last century.
Sure.
And it's also an opportunity to take that kind of music outside of the academic atmosphere that it usually gets trapped in.
Right.
And an opportunity for musicians to play chamber music, which is what we all love to do more than anything, and to actually make some money doing it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's interesting to put that kind of music that you would really typically associate with maybe a university.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And think about it in a pub, right. Especially a place like Telus 360, which is very comfortable, very relaxed, very informal.
Right, right.
So let's talk about, first let's frame the series. Can you kind of give us a rundown of when these concerts are happening and who's going to be performing what?
Okay, sure. So tomorrow, March 25th, will be the first concert of the series, and that will be clarinet and string quartet, which is two violins, viola, and a cello. And they are doing two pieces, one by Hindemith and one by Brahms. The Hindemith is rarely performed, one, because it has a movement for E-flat clarinet, which is very difficult.
Okay.
But two,
I trust you.
Because it's difficult all the way around for all five players. Yes, so... And it's not something that you would hear at a wedding, per se,
Okay. Which
is where a lot of us, if you've heard a string quartet before, they're probably playing Pachelbel's Canon.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely.
So, and then our second concert is Tuesday, April 22nd, also at 7:30. And that will be Maria Corley piano and Kristen Sims soprano. And they are doing an entire concert of Rebels with a Cause. So they've chosen all composers who were breaking rules in their time. And when people listen to this music, when it was performed at the time it was written, they thought it was totally strange, totally out there, which is possibly what your reaction might be to the next concert, which is May 19th. That's a Monday at 7:30. And that is the Naked Eye Ensemble. They've been around Lancaster for a while, and they are doing amazing work. They are only specializing in new music and music that's written by living composers. And so they are pushing the boundaries of today. And they are writing music or performing music that is written to push those boundaries that our ears today are going to find very interesting. So, yeah, it's a great variety that we have here.
So tell me how this series came about. Like, what inspired you to put together a series of this kind of music, and particularly to go to a venue like Telus 360 to make it happen?
Okay, so as a musician, chamber music is the most fun thing to perform because it is the chance where you personally have the ability to make the creative choices. It's very different than when you're playing in a large ensemble like a symphony, when you have the conductor telling you, no, that's too loud, or telling you exactly which tempos you're going to take, and all those sort of musical interpretation choices. When you're playing in a chamber ensemble, like the clarinet and string quartet, those five musicians, they are making all the creative choices together.
Right.
And so to give people the opportunity to play chamber music, that was one of my goals. And also, chamber music originally was in a house concert setting.
Right.
You know, it was in a chamber.
Yeah,
you know, as opposed to in a church or later in a large concert hall, chamber music was for a casual gathering of friends. And so it's also historically taking things back to how it really should be. People sitting around, hearing something new,
mm-hmm.
Commenting on it, talking about it, being really passionate about, you know, how much they disliked it or how much they liked it. You know, people used to get into arguments about these sort of things. And today we sit in a concert hall silently and we applaud and then we leave.
Yeah, well, so at Telus 360 at one of these concerts, should I dress up? Should I come and expect
you definitely wear your normal clothes. No need to dress up.
No black tie.
There will be no one in tails on stage. I'm really going to encourage everybody to dress casually, you know.
The performers.
Yeah, encourage the performers, and we're going to have space in the concert, you know, not necessarily an intermission, but between pieces, opportunities for the musicians and the audience to interact with each other. So there's not a barrier.
That's great.
You know, yeah, because like I said, that is how chamber music should be performed.
It's a fascinating idea, and I'm really looking forward to experiencing this.
Good.
I mean, it's brand new, right? It's like you said, it's really an old concept, but
right, yeah.
But in today's, you know, in my lifetime,
it's sort of gotten a little forced.
Are people doing this elsewhere?
Yes, I have to confess that this is not my brainchild. You know, there's people doing this in New York at a place called Le Poisson Rouge, but everybody calls it LPR because, you know, it's quite pretentious to say things in French when we don't know how to say things in French.
That's what I would
call. Yeah.
LPR.
Yes, LPR. And so they sort of started this as an idea and have become very successful. And they actually, when I was in school out in Kansas City, the founders came out and talked to us and said, "You are classical musicians. Do you realize the world that you're going out into? You're going to have to make things happen for yourself."
Cool.
Because, you know, I have a doctorate in trumpet performance. I would love a full-time teaching job. And when I graduated in May of 2012, there were, you know, 8 in the United States. So here I am.
Got it.
Here I am in Lancaster, and I'm very happy that I landed here, because this is the kind of thing that musicians of my generation are going to be doing. You know, this is the new type of venue. And the new entrepreneurial way of thinking that is just necessary.
Let's have a sneak preview of this first concert. We have a sound clip. Can you set this up for us?
Sure. So this is the Hindemith Quintet that Eric, Holly, Marina, Celia, and Vivian will be opening their concert with. And Hindemith was a German composer. He wrote a lot of chamber music and music for wind instruments. He was interested in writing music that was going to actually get played. And
cool.
So he didn't write as many symphonies, big works like that. Because he was interested in getting his works performed.
And they'll be performed.
And yeah, so here.
They'll be performed March 25th at the new concert series at TELUS 360, Old Wood New Sounds. Here's a sneak preview of that concert on Around the Wood Stove.
Thank you.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Back to my conversation with Kate Umble. Kate is a musician, a music educator, a concert promoter from right here in Lancaster, who also has a relatively new group of musicians called Spark Brass that is doing some great work in the field of educational outreach. So tell me, Kate, what is Spark Brass and what do you do with it?
Sure. Okay, Spark Brass, as I was saying, chamber music is the most fun music to perform. And it's also very agile, so we can travel out and set up in a school and play a concert and then travel to another place and play a concert. So there's five of us, two trumpets, French horn, trombone, and a bass trombone. And we have a whole program set up to talk about what music does for you as a person, as a human being.
That's interesting.
Yes. Every piece that we have in our show has a connection to one of us personally. So, and it talks about, we talk about how music has had a positive impact on our lives. So, for example, the one that I introduced during our show is the piece that we commissioned with a composer who's living in Brooklyn right now named Tyler Gilmore, a good friend of ours. And so I talk about how music, just like I was talking about with this TELUS 360 series, performing new music and sitting down with a composer, having that creative dialogue about what do you think of this decision that we made, you know, and he says, oh, I got to change this. I don't like that. Or, yeah, oh my goodness, I didn't even think of doing it that way, the way that you guys are doing it. I'm going to keep that. I'm going to write it in ink, you know. So it's so much fun to have that collaborative process.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So the creative, but not only that, learning how to collaborate as a team. So the whole teamwork aspect, such a valuable, you know, human life skill. So that's the one that I introduce in the program. Ryan, the other trumpet player, played in the circus for 6 years. And so he talks about living in close quarters, playing three shows a day, you know.
Right, bathing with elephants.
Yeah. yeah. All those wild and crazy things. But so then we have some music called Music Hall Suite, and we play some really fun circus marches. And Gary talks about his experience with salsa music all over Colorado. He's now based out of Washington, D.C., and talks about how music can teach you about other cultures and gives you a window into those cultures. So the whole show is based around that concept of our life experience, what music has done for us, sharing that with kids. And then we actually close the show, getting everybody up. Well, not everybody, probably about 20 or 30 kids up there on stage with us. And I don't know if you ever heard of a boom whacker.
I have.
So there are plastic tubes that are pitched. So we've got the blues scale progression. Okay. We got the one chord, we got the five chord, and we go down. I'm sort of the conductor telling people when to whack their boom whackers. And we're teaching them about how the blues progression, the blues chords work over so many different melodies.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. And then we take it down even further. We say even simpler are our pop songs. And so we do a little medley of, you know, 1-4-5-1 songs.
Uh-huh.
And that's a really fun way to close the concert and then also get kids excited having a musical experience and showing them that it doesn't take, you know, rocket science to make music. Because again, talking about breaking that barrier between audience and performer and how to get people involved and interested and energized in what you're doing, that's a great way to do it. Get people up on stage.
Sure.
So.
Well, It's an interesting approach. I know as a trumpet player, mm-hmm. right? And you are embarking on this post-school journey.
right.
I applaud you for coming up with very creative ways of doing what you do instead of doing something that you don't do and then doing what you like to do, you know, on the side.
Yeah.
Or just when you can squeeze it in. That's very cool.
Well, and I'm in some ways very grateful that I didn't have a full-time job right after school.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that something like Spark Brass would have never happened if I was teaching full-time at a university, and definitely something like this series that I'm planning at TELUS.
Right.
And these are ideas that have been in the back of my mind for a really long time, and it takes time and space for
Absolutely.
Those to develop.
Speaking of the concert series, let's get back to the series for just a few minutes. We have another sound clip I'd like to play. This is from Naked Eye Ensemble, who will be performing at the May 19th concert at TELUS 360, the Old Wood New Sounds concert series. This is quite an experimental piece, and I understand that Naked Eye Ensemble is quite an experimental outfit. This piece is called The Banshee, and it's prepared piano. Can you talk about that for just a minute?
Sure. So when everybody imagines someone playing the piano, they imagine someone sitting calmly in front of it and placing their hands on the keys and, you know, coaxing out beautiful melodies. And people got really creative and decided that's boring. And this instrument has so many other capabilities that we're not exploring. So they opened up the lid and they put all kinds of fun things on the strings. And then instead of playing the keys, they reached inside the piano and plucked the strings, you know, pulled different kinds of fabric over the strings to make whooshing sounds. And they used the principles of, you know, the overtone series and all those kind of things, so that they're creating really wacky, wonderful sounds from the piano.
Well, this would be fascinating to see live.
Yes,
at
yes.
TELUS 360, and you can. Here's a clip of a piece called The Banshee on Around the Wood Stove. Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. Today on the program, I'm joined by musician Kate Umble, who's doing some very interesting things with music, including a concert series at TELUS 360 this spring. The series is Old Wood, New Sounds. In addition to that, Spark Brass is an educational outreach music group made up of brass players. And I want to say again how much I appreciate that you're making things happen for yourself. So with that context, let's talk a little bit about Lancaster as a home base for that, because I know you moved back to the area after being away for many, many years. You moved back, what, about 18 months ago?
Yeah, about a year.
So how have you found Lancaster to be as a place, as a home for you to explore these ideas that you have?
Well, I have to admit that when I landed here, you know, unemployed in a heap of school debt, living in my parents' basement, it was not the most exciting place to be for a few months. And then you start looking around and you start realizing that, you know, if I want to be a musician, I need to make things happen for myself. And I actually worked with a life coach. Her name's Kristen Albert. Go ahead and Google Turning Points Education. She's amazing. But she helped me realize that the work that I want to do is out there. And the perfect job for me is the one that I can make for myself. You know, the organization of Spark Brass and Old Wood New Sounds, working with music for everyone, teaching private lessons at my house. I teach at Crable's Mennonite School 2 days a week. You know, it's a very full, busy life.
But it's diverse, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's very,
a lot of things.
And then, you know, freelance playing with Lancaster Symphony, play with Allentown Symphony. So there's a lot of different directions to go in. But opening my eyes, realizing that there's places like TELUS 360, that there's people like Jason Mundock putting out an entire podcast about what's happening in the art scene. You know, you wouldn't have this podcast if there wasn't so much interesting stuff going on. You know, so
in a normal town of this size, this podcast would be monthly.
Right.
And I can't fit as much stuff in as I'd like to every week. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm.
So it's just a really exciting place to be. And I feel so supported and energized by, you know, talking to people who have never thought about going to a classical music concert or a new music concert. And they're so excited to come see the shows at TELUS, or talking to people who've never seen a brass quintet and they want to come. We did a fundraiser for Music for Everyone in December when everybody was here. And people came out to that who had never heard a brass quintet, and they wanted to support Music for Everyone.
That's great.
It's a place where you can make a difference both in what you do, but also by choosing what you support. You know, I am very conscious about one, because you have to choose because there's so much stuff going on. But where do I spend my time? Which concerts am I going to? You know, those are the people that I really want to support because I believe in what they're doing. And when you're in a town like this, you showing up at that concert makes a difference.
Yeah.
It's not like being in New York. Well, if I don't go, then there'll be 50 other people that go instead of me, you know? So
we're
not only, you know, very lucky to be in a place where the soil is fertile to grow all these creative ideas, but we also have a greater responsibility. When we see something interesting, we need to go and support that, because our one body at that show is going to make a difference, you know?
And I think this town is doing that.
Yeah.
And it has been
for
several years now, and it's wonderful to see. It's great to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's vibrant, really, really vibrant. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you landed here.
Yeah, me too.
And you're adding to this interesting creative fabric that we have in Lancaster right now. With the concert series, particularly at TELUS 360, Old Wood New Sounds, March 25th, April 22nd, and May 19th. You can visit TELUS360.com, find out more about this concert series, and of course, all of the things they have going on over there. And how do we learn more about Spark Brass?
You can go to our website, sparkbrass.com. We also have a Facebook page under Spark Brass, and we've got some recordings of the piece that we commissioned from Tyler.
Oh, that's great.
That's up there, and one of our music hall suite pieces is up there. So fun videos. We actually did a concert at TELUS too, so that was just fun Christmas carols and things like that. So lots of good stuff.
That's great. Well, I wish you all the best with everything you have going on and all the things that you haven't even thought of yet.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to check in with me about it.
Thanks.
You can find out more about today's program by visiting the show post at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Woodstove was produced by the Woodstove House and Triforce Studios in Lancaster, PA. Check out Triforce online at triforceproaudio.com and find us online at woodstovehouse.com.